following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 85 of A Worthy Opponent, a Hearthstone-based podcast of the Blizzard game. You got it, Hearthstone. We are a casual podcast, and most people are finally getting the hint that, yes, we're casual. So, casually speaking, I am Black Lace, and with me in the studio is Anna's Bane.
This person, name of the card, wanders Jaguero Island, searching for love.
What?
Okay, I didn't want to say the name of the card, but it's insert name of card here, and then wanders Jaguero Isle searching for love.
I have no idea. Who is wandering an island searching for love?
Well, you've played World of Warcraft, haven't you?
Yes.
And there's this island called Jaguero Island. It's off of Stranglethorn. And
King Lukla?
That's the one.
I know why you picked him.
Yes.
Because we've gone
Banana Mania.
Woohoo! Okay, well,
I listened to Banana. I should have listened to Bananarama while I was playing that.
Uh-huh.
And it was really hot. I could be playing Cruel Summer by Bananarama while I was playing this stupid brawl. Anyway, King Mukla is a card. I don't have him. He's a legendary. 3 casting cost, 5/5 beast, battle cry, give your opponent 2 bananas.
Well, that's how he plays it, but that's not how it worked in Brawl. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to just mention some news. We actually have a little tiny bit of Hearthstone news.
Hearthstone.
Of course, I lost it. Yeah. What
news you be talking about, woman?
I be talking about Hearthstone hiring. But I've opened up every wrong page on my computer to find it. So,
Does that mean we're moving to California?
They're not hiring us. They're just hiring. So,
I see.
We've done this before. We've mentioned when Hearthstone is hiring for different positions. So, they are looking for community development and marketing, the community manager of Hearthstone Esports. And they're looking for a senior global brand manager for Hearthstone. That's a community development and marketing, 2 different positions. And then Hearthstone itself is looking for an engineering manager, FX artist, senior user interface designer, systems designer, software engineer tools infrastructure, software engineer utility tools, software engineer infrastructure, as opposed to tools infrastructure, and a senior software engineer database. Sounds to me like their
like
little
they fired
team.
Their whole crew?
No, like they're almost doubling it.
Yeah, some of those positions, though, are like, how are they functioning without those people?
They probably have them. They're just probably expanding.
Yeah, but the name senior was in there for a couple of things.
That's true. I haven't heard anything about people being fired.
No, I'm sure they're fine.
Let's not start any rumors.
They have to spend all the money they're raking in from all of those heroes they're selling.
There is a question. And I was going to talk about this later, but since you mentioned all those heroes that they are selling, I don't know that it's really going off as well as they thought it was going. I played a lot this week. For me. A lot is probably about 25 games, but that's a lot for me. In all of those games that I played, whether it was playing with somebody's deck or whatever, doing my quests, I only ran into one of the new heroes. I never ran into a Magni. I never ran into a Medivh. I ran into one Illyria. And that's the only one I've actually run into since they opened up all these new characters. How about you?
I've seen one Magni, the one played by Micmac, and that is it. I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
No one's playing them.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if what Hearthstone... I would love to know if there are numbers somewhere.
Yeah, somebody's got to be buying them, but I told you they were too expensive. I think the average player, I think the elite people don't care, and so they're not buying them. And the casual people don't want to spend the money on it. I don't know, just a theory. It's too freaking expensive.
Yeah.
And the only reason I got them is because they were a gift. But,
you play a hunter. Would you have bought Illyria if it wasn't a gift and you had the money available to you?
I think I would have gotten just her. Magni I got because the gift card included the price for two. I think, and I don't know if I would have done it immediately. I may have just done it eventually. But do you remember, maybe it was a year ago, World of Warcraft had those three helms that you could buy, and those three helms had all kinds of graphic stuff, like a fiery head and a frozen head and
they were
a skull
all ugly
head.
As hell.
Well, they were ugly as hell, but a lot of people thought they were cool. But they were $15 a piece, and while you can use them on all of your characters, none of them matched any of the transmogs out there. They weren't cool enough to spend $15 on. How many of those did you see in game? I saw one the day it was released, and I never saw another.
Yeah, I think it definitely went that way. Disappointing. I was hoping to run into them. And as I said before, I just don't play those classes, so that's one of my main reasons for not getting them. But
with all the mages I faced, I was hoping to run into a Medivh.
I mean, he was in our studio last week, but...
Well, I meant run into him graphically.
Yes. And it's not happening. So I'm just wondering if anybody else out there is noticing the same thing.
We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to number...
If you're listening and you've purchased any of them, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because from what I've seen, nobody's really playing with them. And I don't know where... Every once in a while, Blizzard releases numbers. So I would love to see a release of that.
They don't release numbers on sales, though, unless it's for charity. They'll say we raised $2 million for Make-A-Wish Foundation, but they won't say we made $2 million for this thing we put out just to make money.
That's true, but I mean, they did give statistics on how many small minions were used to do this and how many heroes were used to do that. Remember that?
Yeah, but those are game statistics. They're not money statistics.
I guess.
They're going to... I don't think they even report those details to their stockholders, let alone us.
Us peons.
Us peons. The gaming community.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think it took off as well as they expected it to. I want to see if they do release... Well, they've been putting the work into it, so they might as well release it. It's not going to hurt them. But it might not have done what they were hoping.
Yeah, they have some people working on it, and it takes a certain amount of time. Maybe people were working on it as a secondary project, who knows. But it's out, and they're going to make something. I mean, we couldn't have, you know, Micmac and I couldn't have been the only two people who bought cards, you know.
Mm-mm.
So, like I said, if 1% of the population purchased them, and there are like 3 million players, or did they say, no, 30 million players. That's a lot of money.
True enough. Well, we'll see. I'm gonna start seeing, keep track. I was able to keep track of my one.
That's an easy number to track.
Yeah. Brawlers Guild. the Brawlers.
That's funny. We should mention there's something in World of Warcraft called Brawlers Guild. And it's kind of like Fight Club. So when we saw Brawl, we both immediately thought of the Brawlers Guild.
And last week this time we were saying it says back in one day. And I mentioned that it actually starts on Wednesday for us in the United States. And it did start on Wednesday because tomorrow, if you go in, it'll say like 23 hours and it'll do a countdown. So it's really, it's a little bit off in it's when it's going to be back. When it says back in one day, it's kind of
lying. It says that right now.
Yeah, it's lying. It's lying to us this very moment. But this week, we got to see, well, we didn't get to see King Mukla, but this is, now I predicted, and it wasn't really a far-fetched prediction. I'm not like Autumn's Bane, who can say something 6 months ago and have it suddenly happen. But I had said, hopefully we'll see us building our own decks using their guidelines. And that's exactly what happened this week. I mean, that was an easy one to guess. And it was all, I don't know, we all kind of went bananas. It was based on King Mukla. Of course, he wasn't really a part of it. It was just that whenever one of your minions died, you got a banana. And the bananas were all different. The bananas would give you a +2/+2, or a +1/+1.
Or do one damage.
Or could do 1 point of damage. Yep. Hopefully people were reading the cards, going back to our email of last week. Make sure you read those cards, or you're going to think you're putting a +1/+1 on yourself and blow yourself up. Not fun. So we had to build our own decks, and I found this kind of challenging to win. And yes, you get, when you win, you do get a pack for your first win in Brawler's Guild Tavern Brawl. The first pack is given to you during the week, so there is
so
a
do you remember
reward.
I said I thought there would be a free pack every week. And you said, no, it's just the first week.
Yes, Autumn's Bane, you are right.
Okay, as long as it's on the record,
you were right.
I was right.
Yes.
So it wasn't just twice a year. It's actually three times I was right.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally it happens. So how did you do?
I had more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't. As much as I didn't like the fact that Nefarian was not balanced against Ragnaros, I liked that one better. And, you know, people are going to run into brawls that they like and brawls that they don't like.
Was it because you had to build your own deck?
That was part of it, which meant it was more time consuming and I had to build a deck. But another part is I couldn't import one of my own decks. So if I wanted to use an exact duplicate of another deck that I had to sit there and craft it and flip back and forth and look to see, you know, what's in this deck? Oh, yeah. Oh, what am I missing? Oh, let's go flip back and look. Oh, yeah, I needed one of those. And it's just an additional time consuming. And to invest that much time into something I'm only going to play until I win and then quit is just too much work for me, especially when my time is limited for playing because, you know, I have to do the quests to get my gold to save up for the next expansion because that's I've decided I'm not spending any more gold. I'm just saving up for the next expansion. But, you know, I did craft the deck and I think I lost the first game and I won the second game and that was it. Done. Over. Didn't look back.
What class did you play?
I'll give you 9 guesses.
Hunter!
But the first 8 don't count. Okay, yes, Hunter. I played a Hunter.
Okay. I didn't fare as well as you did. It took me a lot longer. I guess my premise was off. I was killing off the minions, and of course that was giving them lots of bananas. And, you know, the bad manner shit, the BM with the... Thank you. When you give him a banana, enough. We know that is what the game does. Stop it. Not necessary to be an idiot. But in any case, I tried, of course, my shaman. And I played 3 games with my shaman and lost every one. So I said, okay, let me go play my rogue. I played 3 games with my rogue, lost every one. At which point I decided to cheat and did what I have never done in my Hearthstone career. And went and looked up somebody's deck to try it out. And I saw that the mage decks were most popular.
Yeah, the tempo mages were big.
Yep. I created a mage deck. I went in to play it. I was all excited. And the same thing happened when I went in with Nefarian last week. Somebody saw a mage and conceded. I was like, wait a minute. So I decided to play again. Even though I won and I won my pack and I got my dust, because that's all I got from my pack was my dust. I decided to play again with a mage. And I was able to win. It was easy. It was fun. It was interesting because at first, for some reason, I had it in my mind that all the bananas you got were +1/+1. And then I noticed that some of them were ripe. Some of them sure looked overripe. And some of them, you know, nice and bright and yellow. So I realized that, yes, when I blew myself up, that I should pay attention to what the cards read. So I did. It was fun. It was an interesting concept, but it was kind of a little annoying, too.
Yeah, well, I saw the first one as an experiment. Okay, let's see what's going to happen. Because you know how when we go raiding and not everybody, you know, reads strats or watches videos and the raid leader always gets mad, says, why didn't you research this? And back in the early days, I was kind of guilty of this. I was like, well, I want to see it and experience it for myself before I go and spoil what's going to happen. Of course, that might be fun for you, but it's not fun for everyone else when you don't know what you're doing. But I'm like that. I like to experience things. Like, you know, we wipe on a raid, and then we turn around and we beat the boss because we've experienced it. We know what to do. We know what worked. We knew what didn't work. So I never look these things up first. I just go ahead and do it. So after the first game played out, I noticed a few things that seemed to work and not work. And so I got it in my head that, hey, if the purpose is for you to get bananas when your minions die, not that you want to kill them off, you want to play in such a way that you shouldn't really mind too much if your minions are going to die, because there's going to be a consolation prize.
We have no bananas.
So I put in a bunch of death rattles. That way, if they were going to die anyway, I would get a banana and something else. And that seemed to work. And, you know, I had my mad scientist to give me traps when he blew up. And I had some taunts. I put some heal bots in there. Because that way I could heal up. I just put in a combination of cards I thought would work without any specific strategy other than surviving the fight. Because the first guy just annihilated me with bananas. That's when I realized, hey, some of those bananas blow me up. It's not just a matter of pumping up their stuff. I had a couple of missteps, but I overcame them. Like putting in the explosive trap was maybe not the brightest idea because blowing up four of his minions at once might not have been. Gave him lots of bananas. But I managed to get through it. And it's just the type of thing I have no desire to do again. And if it comes around a second time, I screenshotted my deck. So maybe I'll rebuild the deck that I won with and go at it again. But the thing about these brawls is, they're like the solo adventures. They have a replay value of like once. You know, I bet 95% of the population out there has not played more than a half a dozen games at this. Unless it took them more than a few times.
Yeah. And then when I won after a concede, I was like, I still want to win legitimately. And then I went and did.
But after your legitimate win, did you play more?
Hell no.
Of course not.
I had Warcraft to go to. Yeah. But I mean, I did have fun with it. But and I look forward to, you know, you asked me last week whether or not I would continue to play brawls, and yes, I think I'm going to do this every week. I'm looking forward to, okay, what are they going to hit us with on Wednesday? I am looking forward to that.
Me too. Now, it may sound after I was a little perturbed at the lack of proper balance last week, and I have freely admitted I didn't care for this one. It doesn't mean I don't like them. I think this is good. I think it keeps people playing. You know, sometimes you get bored of just playing the ladder or just playing casual or just playing Arena. But it gives you something else to do. And when you do these things, inevitably you learn something new that you could take back to your regular gameplay. And eventually there's going to be one that comes across that I'm like, wow, that was really fun. Maybe I'll even play again. You know, there's some pretty smart and clever and creative people at Blizzard. And so I'm sure they're going to make one that I totally love. But when I asked around and spoke to different people about, you know, their preferences, I think 100% of the people, I didn't ask myself, 100% of the people that I asked, which they liked better, they liked this one better.
Hmm.
You like this one better, right?
Well, not really. I liked them. I can't say I liked one off. They were both very different for me. I liked the idea. Playing in a fairy, and it was a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, I started out with 5 mana, and I got to stomp big giant creatures immediately and, like, just total devastation. It was enjoyable. And then tossing bananas around the board, that was fun, too. It was a different kind of fun. So I liked them both. They were both totally different.
All right, so make that 99%, 98% of
the
people.
I just blew your statistics.
You did. But, I can see a lot of promise for this. Somebody in the chat room mentioned something about preventing aggro decks. I think that they definitely have the means to come out with these scenarios that prevent the most popular decks from beating them, forcing you to try other decks. And maybe you make a deck that does well, and you decide you like it, and you start playing that game. And in that way, it influences the meta. These brawls actually have the power to change the meta if they do it right.
Maybe, because you also have to realize that they're also structured around the fact that you're going to be getting bananas when your opponent's creatures die.
You're talking this week's. I'm talking
right
in general.
It's possible.
I'm not talking about this specific brawl. This True specific enough. Brawl was just... Well, it was nothing special, but I can see them coming out with a brawl that is going to tax people's imaginations to do something and think outside the box. And from that may spring a game-changing deck that just changes the meta. It could happen. I'd like to see it happen, actually.
I would like to see something that wows Autumn's Bane. I'd love to see you come on to the show and say, wow, that one was just awesome. I want to see that.
Well,
it's really hard to get you.
It's hard to do that for me. I mean, WoW wowed me.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the first time I played Warcraft after playing other MMOs, and it wowed me. And Magic the Gathering, we didn't touch our D&D dice for like 2 years after we touched our first card. You know, so Hearthstone, if I didn't love Hearthstone, we wouldn't be doing a podcast. So Hearthstone wowed me. Heroes of the Storm has wowed me. And oh my God, the wow effect I'm going to get when Overwatch comes out is just mind boggling.
Oh my God. Yes.
But I think they'll come out with a brawl that wows me, but I'm not easily wowed.
Well, I look forward to it. Talking about easily wowed, I got wowed this week by a really nice combo, and I wish I had written down the person's name I played against, because I would love to give him credit for it. It was, or her, it was a paladin deck I was playing against, and it was a 3-card combination that completely wiped up the board. He cast a summoning portal, which is a 4 casting cost, 0/4 creature. Your minions cost 2 less, but not less than 1. So after he cast the summoning portal, he then cast Illidan.
You are not prepared.
I wasn't prepared, because what happened was kind of amazing. You don't think much of it coming out. Whenever you play a card, summon a 2/1 Flame of Azeroth. So he was
Azeroth is the world.
The world, I know. Azeroth. So he comes out for two less, so you can cast him for four. So the first time you have four mana, you cast your portal. The second time, you can cast Illidan. And whenever you play a card, you summon a 2/1 Flame of Azanoth. So right there, you're going to be blasting out cards. I didn't really think of much when he had this little summoning portal out, and then he had Illidan out, until the next card he played was the Stormwind Champion. And by playing the Stormwind Champion, he summoned a 2/1 Flame. Only because of the Stormwind Champion, it became a 3/2 Flame. And he still had the portal up, so this champion came up for less, so he was able to cast others. Within, like, two turns, he had the board full between Illidan, the Stormwind Champion, and probably four 3/2 Flames. And anytime I knocked a flame out, he'd just cast anything and another one would appear. It was just a really nice setup. It was a great deck, and kudos to the one who put those together, because it worked beautifully.
Even though he flamed you.
He did flame me with Azanoth. Yes. But I got flamed. You got glitch slapped.
Yes, I did get glitch slapped. And
yes,
it was,
you did.
It was a very weird glitch. It wasn't a bad glitch. It didn't affect my gameplay. But I actually tweeted the picture. I'm playing on my iPad during lunch at work. And I flipped back and forth between some decks. And then lo and behold, I look at my deck lists, and I have 9 decks with Jaina's face on it. It made it look like I had 9 mage decks. I did not have 9 mage decks. One of those decks was a mage deck. And coincidentally, it was the very top one was a mage deck. It's almost like something in the game copied from the top down, you know, like on a spreadsheet you fill down. Well, it filled down. It filled down Jaina's face all the way to the bottom. It was just weird.
Maybe it manipulated it.
Ah, but it wasn't faceless. It had Jaina's face.
So it was a Jaina's face manipulator. Yes. All right.
But there could be worse glitches. Funky. It didn't cost me or anything.
That's funny, though. I haven't seen a lot of glitch slapping lately.
No, they've gotten most of the bugs under control.
Yeah. Okay.
Beta thinks we're bugging left and right. Remember cards hovering over this field and just strange stuff.
We got to play with somebody's deck this week. Both you and I.
We did. Yeah. Not 100%, but I tell you, I was only missing one card from this deck.
I think it was the key card, though.
No, because the card I replaced it with never came out, which means, in theory, had it been the right card, it never would have come out. But do you want to go first, or should I?
I'm going to go first by reading the email, because I want to specify this deck was sent to us by our friend Ringo in our chat room, and he stressed this is not a deck to ladder with. He says, I don't create decks for that. I find them on Hearthpawn, and I tweak them to my own style. It's a Mill Hunter deck. Your goal is to get your opponent's hand to 10 cards so you can start burning their deck. And basically, he states that, quote, you will lose a lot with this deck, but when the chaos goes in your favor, it's glorious. So this is a fun deck to play. It's not something you want to climb the ladder with or even try to finish quests with, because when he said you will lose a lot with the deck, that was an understatement. All right, I'm going to go through mine, then Autumn's Bane will go through his. He had, let's see, Fugin installing a King Mukwa. Is that part of that? Or was that something else?
No.
What the heck was that? I don't know what that was. That might have been something I came up against. I don't know why I wrote that. Anyway, I made the mistake of not following in Micmac's footsteps. And when I just played like 5 different games and then realized that I had played a priest 3 times. So then I played 2 more times after that. But I played a bad-mannered priest and I lost against him. I played a bad-mannered priest and he did everything I hated, which is to say, he stole my cards, he used my cards against me, and he made creatures 32-32 with taunt, things like that. And I lost against him. I played against a druid and I lost. I played against a mage and I lost. I played against a priest and I lost. I played against a hunter who at health 20 conceded, so I won. And then I played my paladin and I was running someone out of their cards finally, and I lost. So I never won with this deck. Let me go through the deck as it should be. Again, as Micmac would do, if I say it, it's got two cards in it. If I specify the card has one card, it's got one card in it. So it starts with the Hunter cards, the Web Spinner times two, Feign Death times two.
You're saying why times I wrote two. That.
I know, but I figured out why I did Fugin and Stalag and King Mukla, and I'll explain that later. So Web Spinner, Feign Death, Freezing Trap, Misdirection, Eaglehorn Bow, Savannah High Main. Neutral cards, Leper Gnome, Mad Scientist, Youthful Brewmaster, Cold Light Oracle, Dancing Swords, Death Lord, Baron Rivendear, Sludge Belcher, Sylvanas Windrunner, Sneed's Old Shredder, and Mechaneer Thermoplug. So I did not have Sylvanas, Sneed's Old Shredder, or Mechaneer Thermoplug. So that's why I did substitute Fugin and Stalag and King Mukla, as he had actually suggested.
And that's why
they didn't
I
do me any good.
That's why I played, because I was only missing Sneed's Old Shredder.
Right.
Otherwise, I had all the cards.
Yeah, so we both played with Ringo's deck. I couldn't understand. I know he said the Death Lord was put in there to stop the opponent from basically protecting my board. And I think it was because he was something eight, but he wasn't with taunt. So it didn't really help me that much. So I
Death
couldn't
Lord
understand.
Does, Death Lord does have taunt.
Does he have taunt?
He's a three casting
three,
cost,
eight.
2/8. He's a 2/8 for three that's got taunt and death rattle. Your opponent puts a minion
right.
from their deck into the battlefield.
Right. And so I didn't really go for him too much because he gave my opponent a minion. And the same thing with the Dancing Swords. That was in my deck, and it gave my opponent extra cards, which of course you're trying to mill through so that they can start discarding cards, but I never got to the point where they were really even discarding cards before everything just kind of blew up in my face. There
well,
were
the purpose
some fun...
of the Death Lord in the mill deck is to take that minion out of their deck. It's
right.
to draw down the deck size. This draws
well,
down
I understand.
The deck size.
But
not
what
by
it was
drawing
doing...
the card, but by playing it.
What was doing though was giving them more leverage against me. There were some fun combos. The secret snapping across other things that, you know, they would try to attack me and wound up the attack wouldn't go through for this reason, and then this happened and that happened. Some silly stuff did happen, but as he said, it wasn't a winning deck. It was just a very slow deck. So that was pretty much it for me. I lost every game I played. But again, he specified the deck's not a deck to ladder with. It's a deck that is probably going to lose. It's just go for it and see what happens. Chaos deck.
Yeah.
You?
So, mill decks are hard decks to play because, at least in this game, in Magic the Gathering, you took those cards right off the top of the deck and put them in the graveyard. People never really got to play them. So I was looking forward to playing this deck because, and probably what he realized when he made the deck is, the Hunters have some cards that could loan their talents to milling quite well. But my experience was he kind of had two strategies going. One was the whole mill thing. And the other thing was the Mechaneer Thermoplug making all the Leper Gnomes and then using the Feign Deaths to explode them all, which would have been hilariously fun. But to try to make both mechanics built into the same deck, I think detracted from its overall power. Again, it's hard to strategize this deck. And remember how we used to say we didn't really care for playing Warlocks that much when we were very new to the game because the Warlock's hero power hurt you? Well, a mill deck hurts you too if you're playing against the right deck. The whole point of giving them all these cards can really backfire, and that backfired a lot for me. The first deck I played was a control mage, and I lost handily. The guy had Violet Teachers and Taunts and Fireballs and Polymorphs, and I just couldn't keep my minions on the table. Meanwhile, I was giving him a bunch of minions to play, and so he beat me. Then I played a Zulok, and the card draw mechanics backfired horribly as he just continued to play cheap minions with the Knife Juggler out and Doomsayers. So he just charged with cards. It was just horrible. The third one was a mech druid. And again, I only helped him. And of course, he had all this extra mana with which to cast all those extra cards. And I had a bunch of taunts out. But I still kept struggling for board control. I couldn't do it. And the fourth, and I was playing some pretty good players too. I was not playing, you know, Mr. Newbie that just started playing. Of course, with the MMR, I shouldn't be playing those anyway. But I played a Pally, and he was, it was an aggressive token buff deck. He had lots of token minions out and buffed them all up pretty big and charged over. This paladin took me out in 6 turns. It was like playing a face hunter without the hunting. It was really brutal. But I finally got to play a shaman at the end, and I didn't beat him due to the mill mechanics. It was just, you know, a clever usage of the minions I had out. And let's see. I used some direct damage. He had 6 health left and attacked me with a 7 power Maexna to my face. But I had a misdirect trap out, so his attack to me went to his own face, and that's how I won the game. He kind of destroyed himself. But so when he said it loses a lot, I lost 4 out of 5, and I freely admit that I don't have a lot of experience in Hearthstone playing mill decks, but I think you have to be a superior player and have just the right deck, and I'm not so sure that this deck had all the tools it could have used. I don't know what would have made it better. The last game was kind of fun, but I think I had toyed with making a mill deck after they started to become popular, but I think this has dissuaded me from doing that in the future.
Well, again, the way he did the deck, it was more for effect. When the chaos goes in your favor, it's glorious. That's what he said. And that's what he was looking for. The one or two times that the shit hits the fan, so to speak, is just hysterical. And that's what the deck was all about. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of playing it to get to that point. So it's, you know, again, it's not a laddering deck. It's not a quest-winning deck. It's a deck to play, to be goofy and have fun. And not to take seriously.
Yeah, well, I also lost pretty quickly. I never got to cast anything higher than my 6 casting cost Sylvanas. I just... Thermoplug, never had a chance to cast him. I replaced the missing card, Sneasel Shredder, with Dr. Boom. But never got to play him either. And in fact, Thermoplug, in all 5 games, never came into my hand. So
oh,
even
no.
if I had the mana, he never would have gotten out.
Oh, that stinks. Yep, there's your RNG for you. So that was our we both got to play with Ringo's deck. If somebody would be willing to send decks, we still have emails waiting for them to appear.
And we're not gonna both do this every week.
No, we're not. We were just trying to get as close as possible to a working deck for Ringo. One thing I mentioned before with the Brawl, going backwards a little bit, I wanted to mention, if you're playing Brawl and you win with a mage and you have a win 2 games as a mage, it will go towards that win in your quests. So playing in the Brawl does affect your quests, whereas playing Arena doesn't.
I noticed that too.
Yes.
I had two quests going at the same time, and I achieved one objective from each each quest by the time I finished the one Brawl.
So, yep, there's another reason to play Brawl. Not only is it fun to try it out, it will count towards your quests at the end if you win. And one other thing, when I played against that priest that I said, did all the things that I hated, like stealing my cards, at one point he played an Azure Drake against me. And I didn't really think much about it because it's a neutral card. He could have had it in his deck until in white letters on the left-hand side of my screen, it said when he brought the card out, created by Thoughtsteal, which meant that that card he was using had been mine or he had stolen it, you know. So it actually tells you now when they're using cards that they got from you against you.
Yeah, that must be with the latest patch, because I've never seen that before.
It was pretty neat. Nature Rises is ending. That is this month's card back. That is the Dalaran card back. Not Dalaran.
Darnassus.
Oh my god, Darnassus. The Darnassus card back. Oh my gosh, I wonder if they'll do a Dalaran card back.
They probably will. I think they'll hit all of the capital cities.
Yep. So anyway, the Darnassus card back, which is the Elven City, for hitting rank 20. Tomorrow is your last day, as tomorrow, 30 days has September, April, June. It's June. Tomorrow's your last day to get your Nature Rises card back if you're ever going to use it or stick it in with all the other pretty pictures you've got. So we're going to move on to emails. Anasveen, do you want to start us off? Both, we had two emails that kind of complemented each other this week, which was pretty neat.
They were complimentary, yes.
Towards each other. Compliment,
yes.
Yeah.
There were compliments. Segwayed. And they were complimentary.
And they segwayed.
Yes, segwayed. That little vehicle that on two wheels.
I think
that
that's my
ride.
Favorite word of the month or year.
Segway?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Subway sandwiches. No, never mind.
Okay, I will read this first letter from Adam. It says, "Hello. I was wondering if you have any interesting friend request stories. Sometimes when I have a good match, I will send them a friend request. Blah. There have been a few times when someone asked me, 'Who are you?' Another person sent me a question mark and then unfriended me. There have also been a couple of times after beating someone, they sent me a request and then told me how much I suck. Not all is bad or weird, though. There are some that I speak to a lot, and we share strategy and have friendly conversation. Love your show, and have a great day." So, I've had experiences like that, but at the very beginning, my friends list fills up very quickly now, that between the podcast and the tournaments, and I'm a raid leader in WoW, and we play in like every Blizzard game that's currently out shares a friends list. So I don't go around trying to friend people just after a friendly game anymore. I have done that, and then people would write back and say, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Oh, we had a good game. I thought I would friend you." And some of those people may be sitting there idle on my friends list.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so big, I don't even always look at it anymore. But there were some occasions where people were very curious about why I friended them. And I think another time somebody just refused me outright. And I think it's for the reason that one of the reasons you mentioned. If some people win and they win really bad, big, and they just annihilate you, they will be mean and just try to friend you only so that they could say, "You're terrible, you should quit the game." And the reason they do it is because there's no chat interface that enables them to do it while you're playing, like in other games. And the opposite could happen, you beat me so bad because your deck stinks. That happened to Micmac. He told me about it. Somebody says, "Yeah, you copied that deck off the internet and you took no skill to use it. So feel good about your win, dude. So, yeah, some weird stuff, but I'm really glad that you've had some good experiences where you've made real friends, because that's really what that's for friends. That's why they call it a friends list. It's not a flame list, but unfortunately, the internet is full of anonymous people who will like to hurt you. What about you, Black Lace?
I have never had one of my friends' requests. Well, I can't say that. I might have sent a few people friends' requests, and then a couple days later, they accepted it but never said anything to me. And my friends list is large, so I never noticed that they accepted it, and therefore scroll down at some point and say, "Who the heck is that?" But we have, because the tournaments and such, I have so many names on there, I don't really want to clear it out. I once sent a friend's request to somebody who was just a really mean person, and I just wanted to ask them why they had to be so mean, and they never accepted me. It was just kind of mean. So I think,
well, that's probably why they didn't. They anticipated your purpose.
Yes. And I heard, you know, rumors of that type too, that there are folks out there that won't, because they know that they're going to get chastised if they do. But I have not. My friends' requests usually show up in my my box around the time that we're having tournaments. So I think most of them come from our tourney players. I haven't had any actual reciprocation with my friends' requests, but another email did. Silver Fox sent us an email. I just got the nicest compliment in Hearthstone. Recently, after they introduced the Watch a Friend quest, I've been sending some friends requests to opponents who have seemed nice to increase the chances that someone will be on if I get that quest. Well, today I was in an arena run with a druid, and my opponent played a Fel Reaver, 5 mana, 8/8. Whenever your opponent plays a card, discard 3 cards. Well, I was a little behind at the time, but I played all my cards, including a gnomish experimenter who created a chicken, which I then played, and an innervate just to mill him. It worked, as I milled his entire deck and he conceded. One of the players who I had recently befriended had been watching me and sent me a note saying, "I wish I could play like that. You play like a real pro." Talk about an ego boost. I've seen real pros in play, so I've seen real pros play, so I realize I don't play that well. But it was a nice thing for that player to say to me. You do meet the nicest people in Hearthstone, Silver Fox. So that's a beautiful example of nice people. I like that.
Yep.
So and you know, a lot of people chat a lot after that, and it's pretty cool if it happens fast. But yeah. I have not really had that experience.
No, it's a random sampling of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go out and you're in the supermarket or you're, you know, in the doctor's waiting room or something, you know, people will strike up conversations with you, and most of them are going to be nice people. And the ones who aren't nice just kind of, you know, bury their face in their book or keep their headphones on or whatever. And that's fine. They don't want to be sociable. But the anonymous sources of life, like when you're behind the wheel of your car and people can't really see your face or know who you are, or when you're on the internet, this is when the rage comes out and people, you know, are just so bad-mannered because they know there's no repercussions. Except in the car, sometimes you might end up getting a gun pointed at you, depending on where you live. But,
yeah.
You know, you're usually pretty safe on the internet, you know, to hide from people. So, you know, it's nice to reassure me of the fact that there are a bunch of nice people out there, because I've often become jaded with some of the people I play
salty.
Against. Yeah. don't use that
I'm
word
using somebody else's
them.
Word. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think most people are good at heart. And
yes.
I think even the people who are bad-tempered in Hearthstone, I think it's just they have short fuses. You know, they played a frustrating game and their temperature rose and their blood pressure rose, and you know, so they lash out with a threat. I mean, just today I played a game against someone And I have to admit, I didn't do it out of malice. I just did it because I got the cards. I beat the guy in like 5 or 6 turns. And I'm like, thank you. Well played. Which is what I do most of the time. And then just as my screen was about to clear, I got one of the threatens, you know, the light shall burn you or whatever. But speaking of which, have you noticed that when the game is over, you no longer have time to emote twice?
I don't know if they actually sped it up or what, and that kind of bothers me because I had wanted them to slow it down. And yeah, it has gotten a little bit, it seems like it's faster. I don't know if it really is, but it does seem like your cursor locks up. It doesn't give you time to say, you know, well played and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I used to do well played and thanks, not necessarily in that order. And, you know, after the winning stroke, and I had time for it. And now it doesn't let me. Sometimes it doesn't let me do the one emote.
Yeah, so it does. I've noticed that. It's kind of hard to do it.
And forget about if you're the loser, because by the time you realize you just lost, you just don't have time to click something. Mm-hmm. But so now,
well,
if you really want to emote more than once, then you really have to do it before you deliver the killing stroke. But I did that once, and I miscalculated, and I lost on the next turn, so it made me look like a real dick.
Oh, okay. We're going to start wrapping up a little bit. Couple things to talk about. I don't know if you people, you've gone through 2 weeks now with us, just the two of us. I'm sorry, I keep breaking the song.
Are we going to talk about the tournament first?
Well, we could, but I was going to talk about something else, but we can talk about the tournament first.
Okay, nothing has changed since last week, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but our tournament, August 8th, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, invitations will be going out in the next couple of weeks. I'm just giving people a heads up to save the date if you're interested. Okay.
Many people have already?
I haven't looked.
I mean, we got some.
I know, but I haven't looked yet because I haven't really started the official invitation process. So they'll sit in the mailbox until I have time to look at them.
We have a 32-person cap, and again, you want to put August tournament or summer tournament in your subject line, and don't include anything else about playing and fun stuff and stuff like that. Those are going to go into a special file, right?
Well, it depends on what you're saying. Yes, but I did read one of them. Somebody entered the tournament, but also said how much they appreciate the show. That's fine. Comments like that are fine, but don't add stuff that you want read on the podcast,
right,
or anything
like
that.
It's harder for us to split those things up. All right. So that goes about the tournament. And the last but not least is we have started some interviews to fill the third spot. I won't say Micmac spot because, again, Micmac had very, very large feet. I mean, big shoes to follow, something like that.
So we've been aggressively pursuing other options,
yes,
so that you folks can
so
get back to having...
So that you guys don't have to just listen to the two of us, because
exactly,
that's just horrible. Nobody should be subjected to that.
There's a few people that we've been working through and we'll probably know very shortly, and you might even have a new host next week. Maybe.
That's true.
We'll see.
Could be. We'll see. In the meantime, do you have anything else to say?
I do not. I'm just, I got to 15 this month. And
nice.
I was going to push further, but I was kind of busy, and I was up to 3-star 15. And did you know that if the wheel is rolling to find you an opponent, the box down below to cancel isn't always lit up?
Yeah, well, once it actually finds one, there's a bit of a lag. So
well,
it won't let you cancel.
This was rolling and rolling and rolling, and then you needed me for something, so I just exited out of the game. And when I came back, I had 1-star less. So that was kind of sucky. Lesson learned. Don't leave once wheel starts rolling. So I went from 3-star 15 down to 0-star 15. I said, you know what? Let's leave it that way, and then I won't have to play as many games next month to get my card back. But I'm satisfied with 15.
Good.
I wasn't trying to ladder. I just happened to get there. So it'll be nice to get the new card. I like the new card back that we're going to get. It's kind of cool. Although, it's kind of similar to the Illyria card back I got. I mean, they don't look the same, but they're themed the same. You know, elf stuff, woodsy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I still like my cupcake. And, of course, lately I've been playing my Heroes of the Storm card back. So I think those are my two favorites.
It's nice that you can mix them up now. I have three different card backs that my various decks are using.
Yep. I like that feature too. Okay, so you can find us and follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv / Holosuite Media. You can send us an email. Please send us your decks so that I can play with them at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us on iTunes. Feel free to send us a review. You can follow us on Facebook. Send us a like at AWO Hearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. Find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. And special thanks to Holosuite Media, our sponsor for this podcast, and for the theme music that has been graciously provided by Awesome City Limits. And as always, I am Black Lace. Happy hearthing.
I'm Autumn Spain. Good night. See you next week.
I love that ice cube. Just always makes me want to go get a drink.
Well, we could get a drink. Do the clanking dishes make you want to go to the dishes?
Never.
Of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
And you are off the air.
And now only Sandra didn't.
Okay.
And we're walking.
Yes, indeed. We're walking.
It's Fats Domino. I've found my thrill.
On Blueberry Hill. Heel? What's a heel?
Yo, we got a podcast. Ute, what's a ute?